There were notes against each of the files on the list, some of which were written in a neat feminine hand that was certainly not Dad's, and Matt was willing to bet wasn't Harper's either. Matt typed these into the properties window for each file. That would save Venture from having to check back on the list. He kept the files in date order, in case there was a progression of thinking through the research. Some of the files were only 2 days old, he saw. Harper had given them everything he had, obviously keeping them right up to date on the hunt. The afternoon was turning to evening by the time he finished. Matt ejected the final disc from the DVD drive and replaced it in its case. He found Venture and Robin in Venture's study. Venture was at his desk, reading an old leather-bound book. Several more volumes were open in front of him, and in one hand he held a fountain pen that seemed to be scratching notes on a pad without any attention from Venture as he read. Robin was lying on her stomach on the floor. Her legs were bent up at the knees, her chin supported in her hands, as she stared down at a large piece of parchment. Papers and books and maps and scrolls were spread out around her. She didn't seem to be taking notes. "Ah, Matt," Venture said, without looking up from his book. "Are you all finished?" "Yeah, it's all on the computer now, in a folder called St. John. You should be able to see it from here." Venture glanced at the screen on his desk. He laid down his pen for long enough to move the mouse and type quickly into the keyboard. "Thank you." "Anything else I can do?" Matt wondered. "Thank you, no." Matt nodded, disappointed. He shifted his weight from one foot to the other, unsure what to do. Probably he should go. "Dad," Robin said. It sounded like a mild rebuke. Yes, Venture corrected himself. "I'm sorry. I'm used to having Robin and your aunt helping me out. I know you want to help too. There is something you can do."
"Anything?"
"There's something I need. I wonder, could you fetch it for me?"
"Dad?"
This time she sounded disappointed, which was pretty much how Matt felt about being sent to run errands. Venture's directions sounded straightforward enough, but once Matt reached the top of the stairs and turned left, he began to wonder if he would ever find what he was looking for. A small stone statue about 30 centimeters high, Venture had told him. It was a carving, apparently of Sir Robert de Lisle, rescued from the Priory of Beauval in France, after the buildings were destroyed by the invading Germans in 1939. Venture seemed to recall there was an inscription, or part of an inscription, on the base. It seemed unlikely to Matt that it would help, but he was keen to show he could be of use. Get a simple task like this wrong, and Venture would never trust him with something that did actually matter. He wondered how Venture came to have the statue, but the question fled from his mind as he opened the door to the room where the statue was supposed to be, and found himself looking into a linen cupboard.